So the text for this morning's homily is a compilation of some words from the introduction to Rachel Naomi Remen's book, My Grandfather's Blessings. She writes, according to the Kabbalah, at some point in the beginning of things, the holy was broken up into countless sparks, which were scattered throughout the universe. There is a God spark in everyone and in everything, a sort of diaspora of goodness. God's imminent presence among us is encountered daily in the most simple, humble, and ordinary ways. The Kabbalah teaches that the holy may speak to you from its many hidden places at any time. The world may whisper in your ear, or the spark of God in you may whisper in your heart. In the Kabbalistic tradition, one is encouraged to acknowledge such unexpected meetings with the holy by saying a blessing. There are hundreds of such blessings, each one attesting to a moment of awakening in which one remembers the holy nature of the world. In such moments, heaven and earth meet and greet and recognize one another. A blessing, she says, is a moment of meeting, a certain kind of relationship in which both people involved remember and acknowledge their true nature and worth, strengthening what is whole in one another. By making a place for wholeness within our relationships, we offer others the opportunity to be whole without shame and become a place of refuge from everything in them and around them that is not genuine. We enable people to remember who they are. So what is the meaning of Christmas? I mean, what does it mean to us? If you just landed here from an alien planet, you might think that it was mostly about surprising one another with more and more objects to store in our homes, or maybe about baking and eating as many cookies and pies as you possibly can within a week. In the Seuss story, the Grinch was convinced that Christmas was all about the presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags and the tinsel, the trimmings and the trappings, which is why when he took all of those things away, he was astonished that Christmas still came to Whoville. The Grinch learned that Christmas means something more, and in the experience of receiving that revelation, his heart grew three sizes. So I pose the question again. To us, as liberal religious people in 2017, what does Christmas mean? You may not spend a lot of time thinking about that, but I do. For me, the meaning is perfectly captured in the lines of one of my favorite carols, O Come, Emmanuel. The title and the lyrics are based on the ancient Hebrew prophecy of the coming of a Messiah to free the people from captivity and to bring peace to the earth. It's a song about sadness and exile and loneliness, and also one of great hope and expectancy. The Hebrew word Emmanuel translates as God with us. To early Christians, Christmas was the celebration of the long-awaited arrival of a Messiah, a person who was prophesied to save us all, to bring peace to all human hearts and joy to the world. Rejoice, says the refrain in the song, the best word to express the joyful celebration of the coming of a liberator, a savior, a redeemer. Reading the headlines of any newspaper today, who of us wouldn't sing for joy if we thought that someone, anyone, could save us? It makes sense that superhero movies are so popular. We would love for someone with superpowers to show up and just make everything better. Most of us here would probably agree that what would save us could not possibly be contained or limited to one human life. No matter how remarkable the life or how inspired the teachings, it is certainly too much hope to pin on a man who was born and died over 2,000 years ago. It's my understanding that what Jesus was trying to get across was that we are each the saviors of the world. It's like he was pointing to the moon as if to say, "See there, you need do nothing more than to love one another as I have loved you." That's the answer. Look no further for your salvation. Do that, and there will be peace. But the people were so enraptured with the simple but miraculous message that they stopped looking at the moon and began fixating on the finger that was pointing to the moon. I love that reading that we heard earlier from Sophia Lyon Foss that says that every night a child is born is a holy night. Or the one that we read together last Sunday as part of the ritual of dedicating children that said, "It is our faith that each child born is one more redeemer." From what I have gathered in my reading from various scriptures around the world, both ancient and modern, and from my own experiences, I believe that there is tremendous hope for peace on earth. But that hope is kept securely ensconced in each one of our hearts. We have an unprecedented and largely untapped capacity for love. It's like that popular saying in fundraising, "The good news is we have all the money that we need for the project. The bad news is that the money is still in your wallet." So I want to go back to the carol again, that line about ransoming captives who are mourning in lonely exile. Exile is such a rich term. On the surface, it means the state of forced separation from one's native land, banishment, being kept away from that to which we belong. But getting away from the literal and thinking of it more metaphorically, it speaks to something I think many of us can relate to, the state of being separated from our true nature. Like there's some distance between who we present to the world and our spiritual self. Parts of us split off from the wholeness of our being because we believe them to be unacceptable, because we have been told that they were unacceptable, and we believed it. We're told to grow up, to be a man. We can begin to feel disconnected, as though we are in exile from our own soul. It may be painful at first, but eventually we grow numb. And if we can't grow numb to the pain of it on our own, we reach to pills or booze to help us cope. A rapidly growing number of people in our culture are not coping very well. Ours is a culture awash in trauma. And it is so prevalent that it seems normal. We're swimming in trauma and we don't even know it. This is not normal. It's not healthy. And we are in desperate need of healing. Rachel Naomi Remen says, "A blessing is a place of refuge, a connecting back to the place in us where we are coherent and whole, a remembering of who we are." The word remembering means putting back together. The Kabbalah says that the world as we know it was formed when the holy shattered into innumerable shards of divinity. Each of us and all life carry within a divine spark of the whole. The teaching also says that our collective human task is to sustain and to restore the world. When we offer our blessings generously, the light in the world is strengthened around us and in us. So I often think visually. I see it as when we open our hearts, when we soften our defenses and allow ourselves to be vulnerable and therefore truly seen in our brokenness, which is to say our wholeness, it makes the spark of divinity within us light up and sparkle. It can also bring tears. The sparkling of this inner light activates the sparks of divinity in others. And that's why we tear up when we're moved by something. And it spreads from person to person, growing in brilliance, the way the candlelight will spread through this room later this evening as we pass the flame from one candle to the next. The power to repair the world is already in you, Rachel Naomi Remen says. When someone blesses you, it reminds you a little. Untying the knots of belief and fear and self-doubt that have separated you from your own goodness, freeing you to bless and receive blessings from everything around you. We are each the saviors of this world, and this alone is what will save us. We have the power to remake this world in the image of compassion and kindness. For me, this is the real meaning of Christmas. Love, which is your true nature, which is the energy of life itself vibrating in every atom of your being, is what will save us. And it's not complicated. We don't have to go back to graduate school and get another degree. In fact, we don't have to do anything at all, other than be fully who we are in every moment and welcome and invite others to do the same. My friends, this work of salvation is ours to do, yours and mine. Forget trying to lose weight or eat better. Make your New Year's resolution be to love extravagantly, wastefully even. Imagine if everyone made that choice. What would happen if every person you encountered every day was non-defensive, open-hearted, responded to suffering with compassion and kindness? How different would our experience be? Wouldn't that bring joy to the world? Would that not result in peace on earth? And this is within our power to do. Let's do it. Are you with me? Yes. Merry Christmas. I love you. Amen.